Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
If you put vinegar over cucumbers, you're not fermenting. You're just preserving. The fermentation process was in making the vinegar itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the main difference between a lacto-fermented pickle and a classic quick vinegar pickle. One is fermented and one is preserved with a fermented product.
We've got a child here, gate 27, seems lost.
A what?
A child, a boy of about, how old are you? I'd say five. He was found wandering through the terminal with a carton of juice and a backpack.
When you can't find something.
Yes.
And you start to get frantic and anxious and you're looking for that thing. And the kids have been fine. There have been nothing. All of a sudden, you're jumping all over these children who are going, what just happened to my mother? She's now on a broom and she wasn't in 5 minutes ago.
Listen today for samples from the podcasts A Taste of the Past, Passenger List, and Organize 365. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Every time you take a bite of an apple, you become part of history. Though it may not feel like it, the food we eat today is part of the story as old as humanity itself. And that's what culinary historian Linda Palaccio believes, and her podcast, A Taste of the Past, is here to prove it. Each week, Linda is joined by authors, scholars, chefs, and more as she embarks on a long and delicious journey through the history of food. From the barley fields of ancient Mesopotamia to the deli counters of New York City, A Taste of the Past sends you around the world to explore the rich, interwoven food cultures of the past and the present. So next time you have a snack, let A Taste of the Past take you to the place where that snack was born. Here's an example from the recent episode of A Taste of the Past featuring one of history's most polarizing foods, pickles. Love them or hate them, pickling is one of the oldest methods of food preservation in human history. And though modern preservation methods have eliminated much of the need for pickling as a functional practice, pickled foods are still highly valued for their exciting, assertive flavors. In this clip, Linda chats with fermentationist Jory Jane, MD, about some of the differences between ancient and modern pickling techniques.
Well, I had mentioned pickles, meaning fermented foods generally, but also the popularity these days, especially for a lot of home cooks, just to make some quick pickles. You know, you want to pickle some red onions for dinner tonight, or you want to put up some, you know, pickled beans, which are refrigerator pickles too. But what is the major difference in the fermented pickles and the vinegar brine pickles? Or what is lacto-fermentation, I guess I should say?
Sure, yeah. So like when you say a fermented pickle, you're referring to a method referred to as lacto-fermentation. And then a quick pickle is a vinegar method. So I should say what lacto-fermentation is. So, you know, lacto-fermentation doesn't have any milk or dairy products in it. I know a lot of people get nervous.
It is. It's very...
Like, lacto.
Yeah,
lacto-lactic. but ultimately, you know, this is a very ancient method of converting glucose, you know, that it exists in pretty much everything. And it's converting the glucose into lactic acid. And it's done by basically removing any free oxygen and submerging product in a salt brine. So ancient method is, using cucumbers as an example, ancient method is submerging the cucumbers in a salt brine. You put a weight down so that the salt brine comes a few inches above the cucumbers, and no oxygen can get into it through the brine that's existing on the top layer. And being, you know, devoid of any free oxygen, the glucose in the cucumbers start converting into lactic acid, and it makes for this very acidic process so that it naturally preserves itself. Modern methods now are you can, you know, put stuff into a jar with an airlock and a little water chamber so the gases can escape, but the oxygen can't get in. And then I know there are people even doing some quick fermentations in cryovac bags. Huh. That's a whole different story, and I have a lot of opinions on that, and I won't waste your time on that one. But, you know, so it the lactofermentation is basically a natural process of conversion. And a lactofermented pickle is going through that process. If you put vinegar over cucumbers, you're not fermenting. You're just preserving. The fermentation process was in making the vinegar itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the main difference between a lacto-fermented pickle and a classic quick vinegar pickle. One is fermented and one is preserved with a fermented product.
The podcast, A Taste of the Past from Heritage Radio Network. You can trace some of your favorite foods back to their origins with the help of A Taste from the Past. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to Podcast Central this week is a mystery thriller that's sure to keep you on the edge of your seat, your airplane seat, that is, when an Atlantic Airlines flight from London to New York vanishes somewhere over the Atlantic. College student Caitlin Lee begins her long, twist-filled journey to uncover what really happened. From Radiotopia comes Passenger List, a gripping tale of cover-ups, conspiracy, and a sister who will stop at nothing to find out the truth about what happened to her brother. With immersive sound design and talented voice actors like Kelly Marie Tran and Patti LuPone, you'll get lost in a web of lies, potential suspects, and cover-ups that runs as deep as the ocean. So fasten your seatbelts, because Passenger List is sure to be a turbulent ride. Here's a short snippet from the first episode of Passenger List titled Traffic. In the episode, the pieces of the story start to unfold, beginning simply with a child abandoned in a terminal somewhere in London's Heathrow Airport. Check it out.
Hi. Hello. We've got a child here, gate 27. He seems lost.
A what?
A child, a boy of about, how old are you? I'd say five. He was found wandering through the terminal with a carton of juice and a backpack.
Does he have a passport?
No.
Have you put out a call for his parents?
Yep, several.
Okay. What's his name?
Excuse me. Hi. What's your name? Bratza. Where's your mummy and daddy? Mama?
Papa? Bratza. Is that his surname?
Is that your last name? Is that your last name, Bratza? I don't think he speaks much English.
Where are you?
Gate 27.
Okay, bring him to security. I'll see you there.
Okay, goodbye.
So this is Heathrow Airport Passenger Welfare Officer Evelyn Davis. Today's date is April 12th, 2018. It's currently 8:36 p.m. This is Bratva. Do you want something to drink, Bratva? What did he say?
He won his mother.
What's your mum's name, Bratva?
Kaska sa majke. Kade sa majke ti busheti? Majke mama? Datko? Daddy?
Where did you come from, Bratva? Do you know?
So sa moletul dude. He says he came on a plane.
Do you know where you live?
Hi, I checked the incoming passenger list for Bratva. Only one hit, so we're in luck. It looks like he flew in from New York today with his mother, Maria Ellian.
Is that your mum's name, Bratva? Maria?
Vaya muta la mike di li? Maike tu Maria les casa?
I think that was a nod. Let's get the page out for Maria.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. They were booked on a flight to Sofia, Bulgaria.
Even better, so we can get Bratva over to...
No, hold on. Their flight already left, and Maria wasn't on it.
So she's still in the airport, then?
No. She's on a flight back to New York. Atlantic Airlines, Flight 702.
The new podcast, Passenger List, from Radiotopia. Check out the latest Mystery Thriller podcast right now on WVXU's Podcast Central, and be sure to turn in each week as Passenger List and the Suspect List continues to grow. There's a lot of value placed on a good spring cleaning. We're all supposed to take a day or a weekend in the spring to throw out or donate all our excess stuff and finally get our homes organized. But what about the other seasons? Don't you deserve to live in a clean, uncluttered house year-round? Well, Cincinnati-based home organization expert Lisa Woodruff thinks so, and her podcast, Organize 365, is here to help you do just that. Through personal stories and testimonies from listeners and an endless supply of home organization tips, strategies, and motivations, Lisa provides the perfect resource for making your home neat, efficient, and most importantly, stress-free. A well-organized home can go a long way for your productivity, your family, and your mental and physical health. And Organize 365 can help you achieve it. Let's pull out a sample of Organize 365. In the episode, Lisa talks with listener Monique about her journey from organizing her own home to becoming a professional organizer. In the clip here, she talks about some of the discouraging ideas people run into when facing the tall task of attacking and decluttering a space.
So often when we want to get our house organized, we look around at what we have that is a mess. And then we look at Pinterest, or we look at a magazine, or we look at a TV show. And then we say we're going to get organized. And then when we're done, it doesn't look that way because we didn't go to the store and we didn't redo the entire room. And so what you're saying is exactly what the people in the 100-day program tell me all the time that they have more of and how they feel. But I'm in the process of trying to figure out how do we quantify that? Because you know when you walk in a space in your house that is functionally reality-based organized, you feel lighter, less anxious, that you have so much more freedom, but it's not visible in pictures, sometimes even to your family members or to other people, but you do. You feel so much lighter and more empowered because it's the way you want it. Like the room is the way you want it and it's all working.
I would say when that happens, women will be less maybe crabby or jumpy on their family members. Because, okay, I thought
we should just target the whole 100-day program. You want your wife to be less of a, then you should let her have 100 days.
Because, okay, you know, okay, tell me if I'm right here. Okay, everybody out who's listening to this, I want you to raise your hand.
Yes.
When you can't find something, so the mom is trying to walk out the door, or the woman, you know, you don't have to be a mom, and you can't find something.
Yes.
And you start to get frantic and anxious, and you're looking for that thing. And the kids have been fine. There's been nothing. All of a sudden, you're jumping all over these children who are going, what just happened to my mother? She's now on a broom, and she wasn't in 5 minutes ago. So I think that one of the biggest things that it eliminates family conflict.
Yes.
And the mom gets upset and it spirals out of control. Then the kids are upset and then we've got tears and everything spirals out of control. So one of the biggest ways that I see as a benefit is family dynamics change. And when family dynamics change, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, relationships get better. You're not looking for things. So you're not spending more money. So the husband's not upset with the wife for spending more money, or you're not yelling at your kids or your husband because you can't find things. Those things are very valuable in moving that family forward.
In our local podcast spotlight, that's Organize 365 with Cincinnati's Lisa Woodruff. You can check out the vast archive of organizational tips and tricks right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And as is our custom, we end each Start Here episode with a look at the Apple Podcast chart to see what's hot or up and coming across the country via iTunescharts.net. Well, this week, same song, second verse, or verses. The three podcasts we've talked about in the last three episodes continue to share top honors. True crime podcast, The Thing About Pam, the New York Times slavery podcast, 1619, and the fun and irreverent podcast, Expeditiously, with Tip T.I. Harris, all continue to trade off number ones on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the ones we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.